Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug and I love movies. Wow, there's a little extra singing going on in that version. That was nice. Coming to you once again from one of my favorite clubs to do this thing, the Punchline in Sacramento, California! The prize bag is a backpack that says Fugitive, only on Quibi. So Quibi may be done, but this backpack can go home with somebody for the rest of their life, and they can always look back and try to remember what Quibi was. And then there's lots of other stuff, including a bachelor calendar from 2021. So it's... if you want to relive 2021 through that bachelor... what was the Black Bachelor's name? Matt. that's in here. And lots of other stuff that I recorded a video of all of it on my Instagram if you want to go look and see what's up for grabs. Because it's not that much fun to talk about on the podcast. It's just a bunch of silly crap. But now it's time for everybody's favorite part of this show. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Miami, Florida in April, Rosemont, Illinois in May, and more. I'm doing like one or two live ones in front of an audience a month. And for all my dates and deets, visit DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Woo-hoo! Wallet!
I gotta tell you, that's two for two for Sacramento. Great job, Sack Punch, because, since pandemic, the shows, the audience is a little shaky on both of those. I'm like, this is Doug Loves Movies. They're like, hi, Doug! So thank you for being awesome and for being here. And let's get my guests out here. As you can see, we have two chairs because this is going to be an intense competition today. That's not why. I just thought it'd be fun to do a two-guest show, and they are two great guests. Please welcome them, Chad Opitz and Danny Jollis. I'm doing that in my stand-up more now, where when I hit the stage, I'll just start going like this. Because everyone will just start clapping more, and they sound like they're more excited, even though you're just gesturing for them to do that. Let's meet these gentlemen individually, but not alphabetically.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. All the way over there on the left, Chad Opitz is here, everybody.
Hello.
It says here that you're a Bay Area comedy phenom.
Yes, you've said that many times, and it's very sweet of you, Doug.
And that you do a mean somersault.
I do!
So maybe at some point during the show, we'll bust that out. Because this...
Anything
the punchline,
can happen.
The punchline in Sacramento and the punchline in San Francisco have probably the only two stages in the world that are perfect for Chad Opitz to do somersaults
almost,
on.
It's almost like they built him for that.
Yeah, because the stage is just high enough that you can just roll onto it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say I've done a show with you before, and you did do a somersault in that show.
I did.
I do remember that.
What was that? Did I do it on grass, I think?
It was grass. One
grass, yeah. If there's grass, I'm doing it, right?
It was a great somersault.
You don't worry about stains?
Nah, come on. I'm living life dangerously, dude.
I mean, a man's got a somersault.
Yeah, man.
I was just watching a dating show back in the green room from the 2010s called Baggage. And, yeah, you're right. That was the proper reaction. Yeah, it's a silly show with Jerry Springer. Yeah, but one of you just said something that reminded me of it, and I can't remember. Now I have no idea why.
Was it
somersaults? Oh, I do know. Wait, you mostly somersault on the weekends or during the week?
What?
Because there's this guy in this show, Baggage. You have to say what your baggage is, why you'd be somebody that no one wants to date. And his baggage was that he only can date on weeknights. He can't go out on weekends.
What the hell?
And the reason why is because he parkours on weekends with his buddies. And so he doesn't have time for fucking dating.
That's true.
And I feel like you'd fit in with him and his crowd with your somersaults.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough somersaults in parkour.
I should put that in my dating bio. Yeah, I'd be like, nah, you gotta do weekends, because on the weekends I'm somersaulting.
What about summer? Somersault summer.
Good old winter salt.
I like it. Also joining us today, you may have seen him on television.
Oh, boy.
Stephen Colbert Show.
Are you kidding me?
It's a fantastic credit.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I don't know about your somersaulting.
It's not good.
Skills. Okay.
Pretty
so
bad.
Let's not even get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Jollis. Yeah. See?
That's joke stealing.
It's fucking gold. That is just good. That is gold. I'm going to do that more. Because I even said your name. I just said it. I didn't really give it that, everybody applaud now
right.
sound. But then we did the hands.
I
and
said
it,
to
and
myself.
It worked. It worked.
I knew it would. I had nothing to comment. I'm going to do it at every show I do from now on. I feel very confident in it. And everyone's going to say, Doug started that. I'm going to say, no, he didn't. He stole that from me. And that'll be our feud.
I stole it from another guy, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw another guy do it recently. And I was like, that is genius. Because he just went up on stage and just started going like this. So the crowd just started going more crazy.
But then you
and
saw
it
that.
It sounds like he's the best comic ever.
But you saw that, though, and you said, hey, let me make this my own. And then you went up here. And that's smarter.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, he do it like he's like the guy who comes out and does that. Like he doesn't have comedy to follow it up. To me, this is more silly. And then I do some jokes. But let me ask you this, Danny.
Yeah.
You're working here all weekend on the show with, it's a two-man show, you and Sam Morril, who's a frequent guest on this show.
Sam Morril, incredible comic.
Very funny. And so two shows tonight.
Two shows tonight.
One tomorrow night.
Two shows tomorrow night.
What?
The man sells tickets.
Oh, he sure do.
He sells tickets.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
I was already kind of wondering why he had a Sunday show, but now that makes sense because he's going to sell it. Because Monday's a holiday.
I know.
Yeah. Monday's President's Day. Don't forget to get a mattress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go right out here to Mattress Firm.
President's Day.
The mattress store that will only have two or three customers at most. Probably in the same family. Families come down and just lay on the mattresses. It really is one-stop shopping, this mall. I talk about it all the time because it's got the greatest name because the mall's called How About Arden because it's on the corner of How and Arden.
Oh.
How About Arden. Yeah, right? And they went with that for years, and it never took off. I was the only person who enjoyed it. And then recently they're like, hashtag HBA. So now it's just called HBA, which is the opposite of fun.
Yeah.
How About Arden was so corny, but then to just use the initials from it, and then nobody ever discussed it.
To go further down the rabbit hole, tough.
Yeah.
That's tough to hear.
It's brutal.
That mattress store is taking up a lot of real estate here.
It really is.
It's big.
The second floor of this building is the Punchline and a mattress store. And but
the mattress
small
store could seat 300, I would say.
Yeah.
It's a 300-seater.
But every time I play this club, I'm like, damn, good for Cupcake Craving. I don't know how you still exist. I don't know what kind of front you're running. No one ever goes in. No one ever comes out. It's just a bunch of Oompa Loompas in there making cupcakes. Well, before we get to the thanks for being here, guys. Before we get to the game portion of the show, a thing I've been doing lately is asking for movie recommendations from my guests. So, or for my guests, which movies would you guys like to recommend for yourselves to see? No, which movie? We'll start with Chad Opitz. Please recommend one movie, Chad.
It could be any, not even something I've seen recently.
It could be any. It's just basically recommending a movie. Like, and it's
anything?
A tough question,
you know what?
Because it's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. I'm gonna go with a
what
very.
What if somebody watches it and hates it? They're gonna be mad at you.
They probably will, because this is the 1988 cult classic starring Peter Weller and Sam Elliott called Shakedown. Yeah, and the tagline is "Whatever you do, don't call the cops." Police corruption. We got a team up of RoboCop and fucking Dalton from Roadhouse. Come on.
I mean, that's one way to describe him. He's been in a lot of movies, but
who doesn't
holy
see
shit.
That?
What's
it's
that?
Great, it's a great film.
Shakedown.
Shakedown.
Yeah, I think I did see and like that movie.
It's a good one.
What is it, like 80s?
88.
Oh, dang.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Sam Elliott's the one in 1883.
What's that?
Anybody? 1883. Is that Sam Elliott? Is anybody watching 1883 besides?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's so good in 1887.
So good.
And so good.
Isn't he from Sacramento?
1883, I think.
Isn't Sam Elliott from Sacramento?
What a terrible name for a show, just some old year. You know, they have to say a prequel story to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
They have to mention that right after saying 1833, because 1833 doesn't mean shit. Did I say right that time?
Yes. Oh, damn it. Well, it's a great show.
I hear it's great. I don't like Westerns.
Well, then you won't love it, because I'll tell you, Sam Elliott is doing. Sam Elliott's voice is gone, and he is
it is.
He's just like every line. I mean, I'm a bad impressionist, but
sure.
If I were to do a Sam Elliott right now, every line is like, well, you never know what they're gonna get around to get this.
Well, you're just doing Sling Blade. That's just Sling Blade.
No. He's slim. It's like
no,
it's.
That was Billy.
Are you no words?
Maybe the words are having a hard time getting past his mustache.
I'm telling you,
that was literally just Sling Blade.
It's a real word blocker, that mustache.
Every line he gives,
he's like trying to get it out the side.
He's like, I only chill for pre-chewed beef now.
Sam, you've got a milk mustache.
This is my mustache. Always looks like a milk mustache.
Be careful with that milk. You get too much milk in your mustache, and you know, get around and get 2%.
See, now I gotta watch this show. That
really
sounds
good.
Great.
Yeah, and he has to like shout orders to all the other people out on the prairie, so it's just a lot of round up the wagons. That's TV. We're not here to talk about TV.
So sorry.
Doug hates TV.
I hate TV. I've been meaning to start a podcast, Doug Hates TV.
Doug hates TV.
But, you know, TV is where you could see a lot of movies, so I gotta give in to the TV. And they're making movies that seem like series and series that seem like movies. And then the ads, you don't know the difference. Like when you look at the poster, it's like, is this a movie? Is this a series? Is this a limited series? Fucking the new Kanye West movie on Netflix. They're calling it a series of 3 90-minute movies. Fuck off. That's not a series. That's just an abomination.
He made a Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Why not just make a 2-hour documentary about yourself? Yeah. There's no way that it should be 3 hours or how, you know, however long 90 minutes three times is. I'm not here to do math. I'm not here to talk about TV. Danny, please recommend a movie.
Well, I will say that I went to do it because a friend was in it, but I will say the new Scream, ooh, I think is so good. And I really think everybody should go see it because I really think like it is one of the few franchise like revivals that I've seen in a while where I've been like, yeah, that's how you do it. That's it. I don't know if anybody here has seen it. Not a big pop from the crowd, but but I stand by it. Guys. Woo. I'm getting bigger and bigger with it. but yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah.
You guys are my it's table. This one. Table over here is like the only people watching things that are good.
People. Yeah. Oh. Well, this lady wants to have a chat with you about this.
I will. I'll have a chat with you all day.
A love letter to Wes Craven. Wes Craven was awesome, and this all sounds great because I
have you seen.
I have been when horror movies come out, people will. There is a certain faction that will rave about them, even when they're shitty horror movies. And it's the one genre where, like, if someone loves that genre, their favorite movies in that genre are probably stuff I don't want to see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a tricky genre, and like, people have been saying that they stuck the landing and that they made a good reboot of Scream. So I am gonna watch it, but I've just been like, just hearing that people think it's good isn't enough for me for a horror movie because I got, especially during the pandemic, I must have slept through 30 horror movies. You know, we turn on a horror movie on, you know, on Netflix or, you know, on streaming of some kind. And then, you know, the description will say, slow burn. Right? Yeah. She made that noise again. And
that's the sound of a slow burn.
and it's always like it's felt like every other movie in the pandemic was two or three actors, you know, because it's easier to shoot with under the pandemic guidelines or whatever, the safety guidelines. But and then also just one location. So every other movie that came out during that year was, you know, two or three people go to a place. Shit starts to happen there. Mm-hmm. How quickly it starts to happen varies. Sometimes it could be the whole movie and nothing ever happens. The slowest of burns.
I did a movie that took place in one house the entire time.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you became aware as an audience member at a certain point that we never left that house. But I did an entire movie in one location. It is it is brutal.
What's it called?
Blowing Up Right Now on Amazon Prime. Sweet little movie. A little rom-com. If you like rom-coms, right down the middle. And if you're expecting a big twist or anything like that, don't worry about it. But if you want all the beats of a rom-com with My Stupid Face, then I do recommend it. And but it's all in one house. We filmed it in one house.
What's
in
it
like
called?
2 weeks. Blowing Up Right Now.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Everyone in this room thought
twist.
You were just bragging about
twist.
How it's doing.
Wow.
No.
That's a hilarious title.
No. Nobody saw it, to be clear.
Holy shit. Yeah, because when you say the title, everyone's like, well, he never told us what it was.
Yeah. In retrospect.
It's really been, this is some strange marketing he's employing. It's the biggest movie of all time. I'll tell you a few more things about it, but let's not worry about titles. Let's not label this. How many other characters are in this one house?
So there's like people who visit the house. There's visitors, but it's me and a girl just run around this house, and then we have a couple of visitors throughout, and then we do it's a tight little movie.
Who's the actress that plays
Sujata Day, who has a movie called Definition Please on Netflix?
Oh, I hear that's blowing up.
Right now. Right now.
Yeah. It's blowing up right now. So in the movie, what's that title a reference to? Just things are happening?
Yeah.
Shit's popping off was an alternate title you couldn't use.
Yeah. You know, things are not going great, if you can believe it, and things continue to escalate in a funny rom-com way.
Well, all right.
But I Scream is the one I recommend. It is, I just want to go back to that. I did not recommend my own movie. I was pushed into this hole.
All right, so I'm going to recommend a movie because since there's only two guests, I like to have three titles to throw on my Twitter account, the I Love Movies, Doug Loves Movies Twitter account. That was the old school title for the show back 15 years ago. All right, so Chad recommended Shakedown. I'm trying to be strategic about my recommendation today because I like to win.
We have a lot at stake here.
Yeah, it's so high stakes, as is everything I do, because I love being high and eating steaks.
I wish I didn't spend most of the day so nervous about losing this game and being humiliated on this stage. I'm so nervous about it.
Isn't that weird? Like, because it's so silly. Yeah. Just have fun with it.
Shows tonight, and I was like, oh, this podcast is going to be forever, me being an idiot. And then I said, blowing up right now, and I wasn't clear.
All right, so my recommendation... Since we've got a horror movie and a Shakedown movie, I don't even know what genre to put it in.
That's what it was.
Action. I'm going to go with a musical. Yes. Called Tick, Tick, Boom. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
That hand raising to get him to clap almost didn't work. Because I asked a question where the answer for a lot of the people is no, so then why would they follow it up with some applause? But I'm going Tick, Tick, Boom. I'll see how it does against Scream and Shakedown. Not well, I'm going to assume, but it's just a terrific musical. I think Andrew Garfield should win Best Actor for his performance in it. But it's, you know, it's a love letter to Jonathan Larson and musicals, and so... I think you have to be into those things to love it, but give it a try. It's a good movie. And thank you, both of you guys, for visiting Recommendation Nation.
Yeah. You know what?
That applause, I got to tell the listeners, that one just happened. We didn't do anything. We're just sitting here.
You know what? Tick, 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 Boom sounds like a prequel to Blowing Up Right Now.
Right. I mean, Tick, Tick, Boom is one of the most obnoxious titles when it comes to lowercase letters and punctuation. There's way too much going on.
Is there like dot, dot, dots?
In yes. Yeah, he's got an ellipsis in there. It's just silly. But a terrific movie. Okay. So let's go to a break. And while we're in the break, we'll pick some name tags. And when we come back, we'll play some games. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hell yeah.
We're back!
Ah.
We had a lot of fun picking name tags, and Chad ended up with one that I actually posted on my socials. It's a gentleman who I assume is named Andy, dropped the C off of Candyman and went with Andy Man. Great job, Chad. I will say, great job, Chad. Great job, Chad. That guy made a name tag, and you did a great job.
It took me a while.
And then over here, playing Danny's going to play for, this is her full name, Kiana Edge of Tomorrow. Mm. Never dies. Oh, yeah. I guess I should have said all of it. Oh. Or I could repeat it.
Yes, or die.
Or live. Yes. All right. Did I mention that we're back? Yes, I did. The first game we're going to play today, it's blowing up all over the place. Because it's called Who Has My Pig? Whoa! Nicolas Cage made a terrific movie that got no Oscar recognition.
Shameful.
It's called Pig. He plays a man who's looking for his pig. In this game, I will play Nicolas Cage,
yes!
And I will harass a celebrity about whether or not they have my pig. And you, gentlemen, guess until somebody gets it what celebrity Nicolas Cage is accusing of having his pig.
Hell yeah.
What a straightforward, easy game.
Yeah. There will be clues in what he's saying.
Okay.
It's not just going to be Nicolas Cage ranting and you just guess celebrities until you get lucky.
Yeah. I guess the whole time you're just like, you piece of shit, where's my pig?
Mel Brooks.
All right, here we go. Here's round one. Do you have my pig? Your name means to give thanks. I sure would think that if you gave me back my pig, then your name would be appropriate for me. Much better than Michi. If you have my pig, I'm going to be euphoriaic.
Zendaya.
Zendaya. Zendaya is correct. Zendaya is Michi.
Oh, man. What a
or
journey.
Zendaya. Thank you very much. Zendaya, Zendaya. Let's call the whole thing off.
What am I?
I do love the idea of Zendaya stealing Nicolas Cage's pig. That would be amazing.
You say Zendaya, I say Zendaya. Daya, Daya, fuck you, suck it. I lost track of the words. It's like,
is that from Tick, Tick, Boom?
Yeah, I should say that I like that musical because all the songs could have been written by me. They're really terrible. All right, so... Who ended up saying that first, Danny?
Yeah.
Danny's on the board. Danny's got 1 point.
It is so heartbreaking on the stage seeing people whisper to each other when you're not even close.
Don't look at them. Everyone in the audience is better at these games than the people on stage. Not everybody. I take it back. But a lot of you are. Like, every time I pull an audience member up to play against my comedy friends,
yeah.
They don't do very well.
No, sure.
The audience members, they tend to be shyer and less funny, but they are better at the games. Because they actually listen to the show. Most of my guests never listen to it.
They're awesome.
I don't listen to it. All right, here we go. Do you have my pig? Is my pig frozen?
I'm, okay.
Or is he in a good place?
Ted Danson?
Kristen Bell?
That is correct! Oh! Kristen Bell!
Hell yeah.
This is quite a mystery, Veronica.
Oh, that one.
Or should I call you
the woman in the house at the window by the street. Anyway.
I would have gotten it by there, for sure.
Yeah. So who got it that time?
That was Danny again.
Danny again?
Yeah. Crushing it.
Oh, because Chad went Ted Danson.
Don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Yeah, that's just going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
Frozen really, really teed it up.
Yeah, right? First clue doesn't give it away, but, you know, gets you in the neighborhood, usually. We'll see about how this next one goes.
How many do I have to win?
First person to 40.
Okay. You're at 2.
And I mean age. We're going to play until both of you are 40. Oh, yeah. Do you have my pig? You're my favorite Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield.
Even though you don't seem Dutch.
Tobey Maguire?
All right, so then Tom Holland.
Tom Holland is correct!
I love that they're just like, come on, the only other option.
There's a third.
Do you think everyone with the name Holland is Dutch, or that's just...
That's where Dutch was coming from. Yes. I got it now. Dutch did nothing. I was
Me neither, yeah.
And I was thinking of 1883, so I was like, Dutch is the name, I believe, one of the characters in that show. I was like, I heard that, I heard Dutch. And so I was thinking about that, but I was like, well, he's not in Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, it was narrowed down immediately to three people, right?
Yeah.
Three Spider-Mans, or I guess you could do Into the Spider-Verse, the guy who played Miles would count, I guess. But anyway... sadly, I don't know his name. All right. I'm just going to do one more. And the audience knows what that means. But my guests on stage do not. Here we go. Let's see who gets this first. Do you have my pig, Penelope Cruz?
Penelope Cruz?
That is correct.
I was going to say Salma Hayek. Fuck.
That's racist.
That is my favorite part of that game. Every time the last one is just the person, I just say the person's name, and watching the guests like take a beat, like, is that a clue or? Why is he calling her Penelope Cruz? It must be Penelope Cruz.
I know.
And then must be the answer.
But I was so terrified that someone, that there was a biopic about Penelope Cruz that I hadn't heard of. But there wasn't. It was just Penelope Cruz. And that's a recap of what just happened.
And that was me.
Did you know what you win for winning that game, Danny?
I sure don't.
You get to go first in our next game.
Oh.
Right. Which might not even be beneficial.
It still feels good.
I think it's going to work out. Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? First time I ever played this game was right here in Sacramento. It's something I just said that I cannot confirm. I was like in a lie, so why lie? It might have been created here. I don't know. I don't know which games were created here, but I've been here a lot of times under this weird dusk moon. Right? Because there's a sunset going on, so that's not the sun. Mm-hmm. It's just a moon.
These light up, turn to little stars.
Yeah, little stars.
Whoa. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful backdrops. And if either of us fall back on in our chair, we will ruin it. So be careful, everybody. A lot of responsibility up here. With great responsibility comes great Dutchness. All right, so I'll read a tagline from a motion picture. Some motion pictures have several. Some motion pictures have terrible taglines that are... poorly written. A lot of them do. But I'll say the tagline from the poster from whatever that I gather from IMDb, and then Danny, you get to go first.
That's you, Willie.
I'll say the tagline to you. You get one guess. Just Danny, nobody else. If he misses it, Chad gets a guess. Nobody else. If he misses it, We start with that gentleman over there and work our way around the entire room. And when an audience member gets it right, they replace someone on stage. Yeah. It's like a fucking reality show now.
Baggage. Yeah.
All right. So here's the first tagline. Ooh, also, I got to tell Danny this. Oh, I don't have to tell Danny this because he listens to the show. I'll tell Chad.
Chad.
God. A theme is at play in all of these taglines. So once you figure that out, then you're really off and running. I mean, it's a tough game, so don't beat yourself up if you don't have the answer. Danny, what movie had the tagline, "An offer you can't refuse"?
Really? I don't know. Well.
Don't make Danny feel bad with your snickering and your muttering.
It does feel as if this could be an embarrassing guess, but it seems so obvious that I'm just going to say it. Is it The Godfather?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Oh. Oh, okay. It just seems so obvious, and I was like, it can't be that.
Yeah, I was shocked that you weren't like
I get in
acting
my head.
Like you knew exactly what it was. Yeah, it could have been a trick.
I get in my head. But also, you know, I try to pause. I think that's also a key to this game. You know, take a second.
Bravo.
Thank you.
If he didn't get it, I was going to say Indecent Proposal.
Ooh, that would have been a good guess.
Yeah. It's not it, though.
I mean, that's a better offer than the one in The Godfather.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I was thinking.
That there's any drama in a movie where a guy just wants to have sex with a lady for $1 million and her boyfriend's mad about it. It's just like, come on, suck it up. It's a mill.
Yeah, dude. Get over it, Woody Harrelson.
And that dude, Robert Redford's handsomer than me. Yeah. Maybe that's why he was upset.
Yep.
All right, so Danny, you're on the board. You got one. Chad gets to go first in this next one. Chad, what movie do you think had the tagline, "Murderers come with smiles"?
Murderers come with smiles?
Yeah. Why would anyone be like, oh, I want to see that? Murderers
what the fuck?
Come with smiles. Hope they bring something else, like, you know, some flowers or candy.
Murderers come with smiles. Baby geniuses.
No.
No idea.
No audience guesses, please. Danny.
Is that your real guess?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on. All right, I mean, this is wrong, but I'm just going to start narrowing it down a little bit. Well, wait. You said there's a theme. Ooh.
Joe confirmation back there. Yup.
It didn't feel like the nicest yup.
He did say that. As heckles go, it was very pleasant.
It was pleasant, but it also had a real feel of like, we covered this, idiot. Knew one thing.
The guy's in a hurry to go buy a mattress.
With that said, I don't really know what to say to the theme, but I'm just going to knock it out. I'm just going to say it out of the gate.
Oh, okay. The first one or the second one?
First one?
Because it's neither.
Oh. But that made me feel good, and thank you for doing that.
That's fine. That's fun. This one was stupid. Like, it fits the theme, but I was just like, I can't even understand why this would be the tagline for this movie. Supposedly, that was one of the taglines for Goodfellas. Murderers come with smiles.
Not a lot of smiling in that movie.
Well, Pesci seems happy most of the time.
Well. I'm pretty sure he specifically doesn't like being a clown.
That is true. That is a good point. All right, so nobody got a point on that one. All right, I almost gave you the point, Danny, just because that was so funny.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, all right, but Danny's up first this time, right? Yeah. No, wait, Chad's up first again. I apologize to everyone concerned.
It's happening.
You're doing so good.
Chad?
Yes?
What movie had the tagline, "All the power on earth can't change destiny"?
All the power on earth can't change destiny.
Yeah, I guess I probably read into that too dramatically. Okay. All the power on earth can't change destiny.
Okay, so we got...
That's how it should be read. The power on earth!
There we go.
Cannot change destiny.
Cannot change your destiny.
Okay, the first one was Godfather, second one was Goodfellas.
Yup!
All the power... This one is Godfellas. I don't know. All the power on earth cannot change destiny? What the fuck? Someone just came to a realization.
Yeah.
Is it Kundun?
Spelled K-U-N-D-U-N.
Yeah. Some Scorsese 1997 film.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm very smart in very stupid ways.
All right, well, Kundun is not the answer.
Ah. I got no
Danny,
idea.
Danny, would you like to hear it again?
Yeah.
All... I forgot it. All the power on earth can't change destiny. She is about a lady named Destiny, and she refuses to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see,
how powerful you are.
Yeah, you see, he all the movies there. So it's going to be wrong, but I'm going to just say a Pacino movie to say a Pacino movie, because I think that's the trend. And even though my instinct says...
But hey, real quick, let me just remind you, Pacino's not in Goodfellas.
Woo, Danny!
I mean, I didn't want him to... The theme could still be Pacino, like movies I wish Pacino was in.
Yeah.
Because that movie definitely needs somebody to walk... It needs somebody to walk in and go, "Ow, ow, ow!"
Over the top, that's me!
In that case, we're going to change our answer to The Many Saints of Newark.
Oh, that is a great guess.
Thank you.
That is a terrific guess.
Doesn't feel right.
It fits the theme, but you know what fits the theme even better? The Godfather Part 2.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
This next one is one of the bleakest taglines I've ever seen or read. And Chad goes first again. Okay. Time changes nothing. That's what's trying to get you to come see a motion picture.
All right.
Are the words, "Time changes nothing."
Back to the Future.
I guess that's their way of saying when you come out of the movie, things won't have, you know, you won't have missed anything. Everything will be the same. That's your guess?
No. I'm going to say Godfather 3. Godfather Part 3.
I thought you wouldn't fall for that sort of trickery.
Time changes nothing. What is it?
Incorrect.
Was Scorsese?
Danny.
I thought it was solid. Absolutely what I was going to go with. So.
Glad I could help.
Glad you ran into that one first, me, bud. Somersaulted your way right into it. So then. Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know. There's no sequel to that. That's it. So time changing.
You could do Saints of Newark again.
I know. But I don't think it is Saints of Newark. So I'm going to go. Even though I don't know why this tagline would make any sense for this movie, it fits the trend. I'm going to go with Casino.
Oh, yeah, that is a terrific guess again.
Thank you.
You're a great guesser.
Thank you.
But you'd be a winner if you said The Irishman.
Oh.
And they have to say time changes nothing because that fucking movie is way too long.
Yeah. That's the length of three Kanye documents.
I guess time changes nothing if you can afford to do special effects that make you look young again, mm-hmm. Bobby D and Joey Pesh. So, I hated that movie.
I mean, those blue eyes, those fake blue eyes they put on De Niro were startling. Those who have seen it know.
Yeah, Those who've seen it.
Those who've seen it, no. Blue Eyes.
They know that time changes nothing.
Yeah. Time changes nothing, and we were about 5 years away from the technology to make that thing look great. But with that said, I enjoyed it. I really did. A subtle Pesci, you never get that.
Let's do another round.
Okay, great.
Oh, apparently you haven't seen Going Fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Gone Fishing, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Or Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag.
We've seen Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag.
All right. Here's the next one. Chad's first again.
Oh, Jesus.
Because you guys haven't got any for a while.
Shameful. Damn.
I knew this would be an intense competition today. I just didn't know what kind of intense.
I would like to remind everyone the first game actually did pretty good.
You did. You really did.
You destroyed the first game, but that's how time works. Yeah. Is now we're in this game.
Yeah.
Things
and now
aren't
time
going so good.
Nothing.
Chad, what movie had the tagline, "He loved the American dream"?
He loved the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's do a rundown. We got Godfather. We got Goodfellas.
Yep, we got Godfather 2.
We got, what was the last one?
I don't know.
Time change. Oh, the Irishman.
Irishman.
Okay, he loved the American dream. God damn. It's got to be one of them newfangled gangster films, don't it? Right? And they've all been Scorsese movies. Casino.
Danny just guessed out on one of the other ones.
Yeah, but that was a different tagline.
Turns out you were both wrong.
We are? Oh!
What do you got for me, Danny? Bring it home, Danny. Come on, Danny.
Oh, boy, it's not good in my brain
Danny,
right now.
Danny.
Such a supportive crowd for such a dumb person. Oh, you can't even imagine the way I talk about myself when I'm alone. Said blowing up right now wasn't
clear
enough.
Dirty text himself.
Stupid. It's not going to happen for us. So I'm just going to say no, and I so appreciate it.
You're going to love this answer when you hear it.
I know. It's so embarrassing what's going through my brain right now as I rack it for one final second before I just go and say the Italian Job, which is wrong.
the Italian job.
Hell yeah.
Which one? The Statham and Most Deaf one was a remake.
There's technically mafia in that movie. They technically came from Italy.
The answer is Scarface. Oh. All right. This is going to get really fun now because in anticipation of this sort of thing happening...
Oh, I did get a point.
You did. You did. You did know what an offer you can't refuse is from.
It's a good moment.
But, Chad, this one spells it out a little bit more. So we'll see how you do with that.
Okay.
A comedy about a government... I love a tagline, just long description of the thing. A comedy about a government witness who gives suburbia a culture shock.
A comedy about a witness who gives suburbia culture shock?
Yeah, that's what I said, but I pronounced it more clearly.
Okay. This is a deep cut one, but it's probably wrong, but I'm going to say My Blue Heaven.
That is correct! Chad, you did it! You're on the board. We have a tie.
Out of nowhere. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And there's still one more game to play after this one. This one is just for fun, basically. I mean, you'll get to go first in the next game if you win this one, but it's never really an advantage. Sometimes a disadvantage. All right, here we go. Danny. Luck has nothing to do with the games they play. I see you taking a second. Just say it.
I know, I'm so terrified because let me say this. I want to say casino, but I know I'm going to get yelled at. So instead... All right, fine. All right, I'm going with it. Casino.
That is correct.
Oh. I was going to say 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, congratulations. With 2 points on the board, Danny wins that game.
Feels really good.
But Chad's not out. We may see him somersault yet before the day is out.
That's what it's all boiling down to.
That's what you win if you win. This is the opportunity to somersault for all of us. And also, this is so exciting. Someone today in the audience might win $400.
What?
I know, it's crazy. The next one, if everybody fails today to come up with the name, then the next show, the prize money will be $4.20. No, it'll be $420. I'm adding $20 every time somebody doesn't get this, and we will play that game right after this break. We'll be right back!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And we're back! It is time for Last Person Standing! It is called Last Person Standing because I switched it to person when I started using actresses more in this game. And then I switched it over to just actresses. So there's an actress's name in my wallet. And if somebody, names it today, they will win $400 cash. And even though I'm not into contact, I will count the money out into your hand. Like Chuck Woolery used to do on Scrabble.
And remember, luck has nothing to do with the games that we play.
Hold it.
All right, so who thinks they have a suggestion of an actress that the three of us, I play along in this game, will have to take turns naming movies they were in until... All of us run out.
There's a game involved in this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we got to get the names first. But it's, I should remind you that we're looking for actresses where you can name a lot of movies they were in, because that's the point of the game. And that's why we get four names, because a lot of times the first or second name, all of us look at each other on stage like, well, I'm not going to be able to name very many movies. Like Tilda Swinton comes up. Everybody goes white to match her complexion. All right, so... All right, so Andy Mann is with you, and his name tag got chosen, so I'm not going to call on you immediately, because you're already in play for what's probably at least $40 worth of stuff in that bag. So we have to go to you. First of all, I'll ask your name, and then what you're suggesting is. So you don't have to hold up your name tag. What's your name?
Jamie.
Jamie?
Yes.
With an M?
Yes.
Okay. So it's spelled M-J-A... And what's your suggestion?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Ooh. Jennifer Lawrence is not in my wallet, but is a terrific name for this game.
It's a great name.
Yeah, yeah, we will have fun with that one. Are you guys, wait, who'd you say?
Jennifer Lawrence.
As soon as I wrote J-L, I was like, Low?
J-Law.
Nope, J-Law. We're going J-Law. But of course, we're going to get another name. Welcome back, Andy Man. Oh, also, I think you missed the part about it's going to be ladies only. Your name tag's in play, so you can't play. How about you? What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, what do you think? Oh, ooh. Chloe Grace Moretz.
That's a pretty good one.
Not in my wallet. Terrific actress, though.
Very talented.
And one of the four we will be playing today. I felt like you were going to not get through that whole name. You were like starting to panic, like you didn't know the rest of it. Chloe Grace.
You think it's tough for you guys? I don't even know. You get a little taste of what it's like up here. Sometimes Scarface doesn't come right to your brain, and you know.
There are so many men with their hands up right now, but you know, you never know. I might change my mind on that stance. The last show in San Diego, I was like, all right, let's ask a man, and he gave the dumbest answer of any of them. So it was very frustrating. The kind of polka dotty outfit. What's your name? Julia.
Classic.
I thought she said Chalia. And I was like, that sounds like a new Taco Bell item. Julia, what is your suggestion?
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson, a former guest on Douglas Movies. We'll probably never do it again now that she's Captain fucking Marvel. But also not in my wallet. Yeah, sorry. You like her, Danny?
She's very talented. This is me just trying to build up a list of names.
Right, oh yeah, now. You're already getting into the game.
Yeah,
are you doing that too, Chad?
Yeah.
It sucks though, because when they're in your head, they'd like jump out. Like you get some, and then
I have literally
some of them
I
jump
have nothing.
Out.
It's a problem. We're a little concerned up here, but we're bringing a good attitude, and we're keeping a fun, happy.
That's what we're doing.
I've already forgotten who you said, Julia. Oh yeah.
Former guest.
Yeah. No, we talked about it plenty for me to remember. Yet somehow I still didn't. Okay. So we've been getting four every time lately, but then in San Diego we got six fucking names and still we
just Damn. We'll be here for like 8 hours.
It's unfair to the next city if I just go nuts one time and just do so many names that eventually you get it right. But I also worry you still won't eventually get it right. It's such a weird, it's so weird to me that nobody said this name that's in my wallet. So let's go to, what's your name? You got like a wristband on and dark hair?
They all have wristbands
Lindsay,
on.
Yeah. It was the only thing, I denim, I guess? You wearing denim? Okay, Lindsay and denim, what's...
Julia Roberts?
Julia, come on, what the fuck is happening?
Yes.
No, yeah, you're right about her being in a lot of movies. But
I agree that I don't understand why you're being yelled at right now. It's
How dare you say Julia Roberts?
Oh, it's just been, it's so frustrating because they say Julia Roberts like every second. Oh. It comes up a lot. Like, these are all names. Chloe Grace Moretz, I give her credit for that one. But the idea is, it's not, you're not looking for a name that's obscure. This is a massive actress, like Oscar nominated, like very well known, very well known.
Yeah, unlike and, Julia and Roberts.
And this has been going on for 2 years and nobody says her goddamn name. What's your name?
Jana.
Jama?
Jana.
Jana, like banana. Well, then why isn't it Janana? I'm sorry for pointing for so long. All right. So I'm only, this game's going to take forever for us to play with all these actresses who have been in a million things.
You got
to
do more than four, though.
We're going to do Jana.
Jana banana.
Like banana.
I really want some of that.
What's your suggestion?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, these are people that, it's just the same names keep coming up, and that's also shows what's wrong with Hollywood and movies, is that there's not enough actresses people know. Yeah, please don't yell out any more answers. I can't take more because it's just becomes unfair to the next city. Okay, one more.
One more.
I want to end this so fucking bad. Stand up if you know what name it is.
Wait, you...
I should go around and have them all whisper it in my ear. and then just declare the one who said it a winner.
Yeah.
But I don't want to... that's too much. That's too much. I love the dancing over here. What's your name?
My name? Lucy.
Yeah, hi, Lucy. My name? Like, you were dancing when I said I like the dancing. And why do you think you know the answer, Lucy?
Because you're in Sacramento.
Because I'm in Sacramento. That is a good point. I am in Sacramento.
What?
Who is it?
Amy Adams!
That is correct! Lucy, please approach the stage. Oh. Look at her dance. Look at her dance. And so you've just been, you've had that in your head for a while. Like, you're like, I'm just going to go to that show and say it. Yeah, well, there you go. You did what I hoped would happen. I hope this would happen in Sacramento. Hold your hand up, please. 100, 200, 300. Now the real bills. 320, 340, 360, 380, $400. Lucy did it.
Congratulations.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Yes.
I'm glad that worked out because you were seeming like you might.
Oh,
what? Well, how much did you give her? What'd you give her? 20? Okay.
Yeah. That's still very nice of her.
So nice.
That was very cool.
I don't give away hundreds to see them passed off to other people.
Wow. Lucy's
I love that you got 20 bucks and you didn't know the answer.
Wow.
Who were you going to say?
Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton. Yeah, she's come up, but that would have been a good one. But Amy...
Oh.
Yeah, you gave her $20 for no reason, but... But
give it to the wait staff.
Yeah, that you could tip with it. Definitely tip everybody. Well, I appreciate the staff coming in early. There's still two more pack shows tonight here at the club, so tip well.
Oh my God!
And a lot. If you have $400 in cash on you, put it on the table. Huh? That's how I do it. Lucy figured out the puzzle. Because in Sacramento, several years ago. You were at the show, Lucy, when it happened? I was playing a game where there was only one answer, and an audience member yelled it out, and it was Amy Adams. Like, yelled it out in a way where it was just like, that's the answer, you know? Like, if someone yelled out casino at the right moment tonight. Right. But it was also a game without multiple questions, a game I don't play anymore. But anyway, so when she yelled out Amy Adams, I kind of lost my shit. And so then when I had this idea to pick a person, I thought, well, she'll come up every once in a while because people think it's funny to mention her to me. Mm-hmm. Like, people are always making Amy Adams jokes to me. Like, if I say anything about her, they act like I should hate her. It's like, no, I don't like the lady who yelled Amy Adams. I like Amy Adams.
Was that you?
No, it wasn't her.
She was at the show.
That would be amazing.
She was at the show. How fucked up would that be?
Yeah, yeah.
If the person who yelled Amy Adams was like, I'm going to go back and get that money.
Yeah.
What a long game. Holy shit.
Smart.
She knows the long con, man.
Ah, damn.
She's playing Lucy's game. Directed by Aaron Sorkin. All right, so I'm taking this out of my wallet because I feel like, you know, that's what you do, though, is you prove that that's really what was happening. So, Danny, please read out loud what's written on that piece of paper.
Amy fucking Adams.
Yep.
Yes, you can have it.
Really?
That was the first time you came to a show? To my show, and that happened, and then, wow, it really worked out for you. All these years later, how long ago do you think that was?
No idea.
I don't have an idea either. It must be at least 3 or 4 years. At least.
Wow.
At least. And this name's been in my wallet for 2 years. Too long. So now, if I play this game again on the next show, it's going to go back down to $20, and this lady here has to pay it.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. It feels like time to move on from this particular game after one spectacular round with Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh, no.
Amy Adams. Jay Law. Who else? Julia Roberts. Brie Larson. And Scarlett Johansson. This is stupid.
Is it, though?
This should take forever.
But we're both idiots. I mean, we both have been proven to these two of the dumbest players, I think, I have to believe, in the history of Doug Loves Movies. So I feel as if we'll get there.
Even
it's up there.
No, you're
we're not
even.
Jeff Tate.
No. You both are in, like, the top 10% of guests on this show.
Really?
Wow.
In terms of answering the questions and being delightful, yes.
Wow. Ah.
Doug.
Ah, I'll come back anytime. What a fun.
You lovable bastard.
All right, so Danny, we're going to take turns naming movies that all those actresses have been in. There's probably a couple that two or three of them have been in together.
Oh, wait, I was going to say, like, they all have to have been in it?
Yeah. That's the fucked up part of this game. Is none of us could think of a movie that has all of these actresses in it.
Damn.
Like, oh my God, that would never. I can think of lots that have two of them. Anyway, so how much time do we have? Let's look at the clock. Okay, we got time. We got time. We can do this. Who won the last game? Chad?
Did I?
Nope. No, Danny did.
Danny.
All right.
So he's running away with it.
So you get to go first in this, so you get to pick the most obvious title. I think I know what it is, but then Chad will say a movie that one of those six actresses was in. Is it six? Because should we play Amy too?
Yeah.
Might as well throw her in there.
She's the cherry on top.
She
really is.
All right. All right, so six actresses. We've got to take turns naming movies they're in. You can't think about it for too long. But, you know, take a second, of course. And we'll go Chad, Danny, me. And then back to Chad. Chad, what? Start us off.
Okay.
Say the movie and the actress or actresses.
All right. I'll do the Julia Roberts' Pretty Woman.
That was the one. That's exactly the one. I thought that's the most famous movie that any of these six. I mean, obviously, they've been in bigger movies, but Pretty Woman's really a Julia Roberts thing. All right, Danny.
Julie Roberts, Erin Brockovich.
Chloe Grace Moretz, kick ass. Hit Girl is one of my favorite movie characters of all time. Just love watching her murder people in the face.
Murder people in the face. I'll do Amy Adams' Arrival.
Oh.
Great movie. Great movie.
Yeah, that's the guy, the Dune guy directed it, right?
Yeah, Dennis Villanueva.
Oh, did you say it?
Dennis Villanueva.
Villanueva?
Isn't that how it is? Isn't that how you say it?
You're the only person I've ever met that acts confident in saying it. You know what I mean? People are like, that guy who directed Dune, Dennis Villanueva.
Villanueva.
I've never heard of Villanueva. I've never heard it like just laid out like that. Danny.
I will go with Jennifer Lawrence, Hunger Games. Is that bad? Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. You're still in the game. That's how it works. I gotta go for Brie Larson. I gotta go Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh. So good. Such a good movie.
It's amazing.
Oh, Chad? I'll say Brie Larson, Kong Skull Island.
That's my favorite Kong movie. Yeah, I choked on my water saying it, but it is. Danny?
I will go Jennifer Lawrence, Hunger Games, Catching Fire. Yeah!
Yeah.
Are we not allowed to do sequels?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
We can do that. Yeah, that's, it'd be crazy if we could do that.
Yeah. Oh, this is fun. I'm going to go through all six of them, and each one I'm going to say, if it hasn't been taken, I'm going to say my favorite movie that they are in. So Brie Larson was Scott Pilgrim, and Chloe was Kick-Ass. So let's go. Oh, shit. Do I like a Jennifer Lawrence movie?
You don't like Hunger Games?
No.
Oh, delightful. Delightful series.
I'm going to say Scarlett Johansson, Jojo Rabbit.
Really good. Very good movie.
I'm going to go with one with two of them in it. Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Adams in American Hustle.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Danny.
I'm quite concerned by how good the two of you are at this. because it might shock you what I'm doing next. It's Jennifer Lawrence, Hunger Games, Mockingbird. Mockingbird J.
Oh, I just remembered. My favorite of her movies is Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2.
There you go.
Woo!
Saw my game, did you? Well discovered.
No one has said it, so I'll say Brie Larson, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, might as well say it.
You mentioned it earlier.
Might as well say it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I will go. Jennifer Lawrence. Don't Look Up. Thank you.
Stop that.
Thought it was pretty good, actually. Thought it was a good poll, but everybody seems mad at me.
Amy Adams, Enchanted.
Ooh. I'm going to say a Jennifer Lawrence Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes. Oh, that's a good You're one. Hitting all the David O. Russells.
Yeah. Hitting them all, baby.
Yeah. Danny.
I'm going to say... Thanks, everybody. I'm going to say, with my big blockbuster continuation, I will say Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow.
Ooh. I'm going to say... J-Law in J-Oy. Joy.
Oh. J-Oy.
That got me. I was like, he's lost it.
I wish I'd have thought. I would have loved to buy a ticket at the box office. Can I have one for J-Oy? Chad.
Oof.
Chad.
Okay. I'll go. Julia Roberts, My Best Friend's Wedding.
She was in that. Danny.
We're getting into scary territory for Danny, I will say. We're getting a little dangerous, but I'm going to say, just to keep ourselves a little safe, we're just going to say, well, we have more time to think, Scarlett Johansson, Avengers Civil War.
Yeah, that's fair.
We got to think of something.
Julia Roberts, Runaway Bride. Chad.
Oof.
Go Julia Roberts. I love trouble. That's a deep cut there. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Nolte.
Yeah.
Is that a movie?
That is a movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, they're like competing newspaper reporters and.
It's a real snooze fest.
Sounds great.
what do you got, Danny?
Here we go.
You got it.
I'm going to go, I think it's the name of the movie, and this is a risk to take because I'm not positive, but here we go. Jennifer Lawrence, Gravity? Is the name of that movie?
Yeah. Why would you, first of all, I decide whether it's right or wrong. She's not in Gravity. So settle down. Settle down. What's don't say what movie? You think she is in. We can't discuss it. You just have to move on, pick something else, and maybe think of it later.
Okay, Scarlett Johansson, Iron Man 2.
Okay. Jennifer Lawrence, Passengers.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Oh.
That's funny. That's fun. That movie was good, though. We don't talk about it enough.
Chad.
Brie Larson, Short Term 12?
Mm-hmm. Very good,
boy,
yeah.
Boy, we're falling apart in
good,
Danny
good
Land.
Good indie drama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Come on. Come on, Danny.
I'm falling apart. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. You did great.
I know. But
that's a good point.
But you can
go to your person whose name tag you picked once.
Not ready yet, too, because I'm going to say Scarlett Johansson, Avengers Endgame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why not? Ooh, this is fun. Chloe Grace Moretz. Oh, shit, I'm going to fuck up the number, though. 500 Days of Summer? Yay. I did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like the little kid in that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's like wise beyond her years. She gives, dating advice, and then he still has sex with what's her name?
Say Chloe Grace Moretz, Let Me In.
Yes. Of course, go back and watch Let the Right One In instead of Let Me In. What Let Me In was based on.
What?
Because it's not as good.
Oh.
It's a remake of a foreign film that's amazing.
Oh.
What? Who? What? Huh? Danny.
Huh? Yep.
What do you got?
I'm going to go Chloe Grace Moretz, Kick-Ass 2.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, good Smart. Job.
How long can I keep my bad answers
yeah,
coming
baby.
While these two
That's
continue to say great movies? Here we go.
Not bad.
I'm going to go Scarlett Johansson, The Man Who Wasn't There.
Ooh.
That's where she was a precocious youngster that gave advice to a guy to not have sex with somebody, and he did anyway.
I'll say Julia Roberts' Hook.
Quickly, Danny, before they start chanting. See, I told you, now Rubio started. Because that's their favorite taco place. Oh, that's Rubio's. Sorry. Rufies. Oh!
What a great answer. I'm going to say Scarlett Johansson, Iron Man 3. Kill me.
Ooh, okay. That's good.
Kill me, throw me in the water. I hate myself.
Good.
I hate everything I'm about. I don't like myself.
No, that's a that was a great way. That was a great play.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
We got so ready. Unnecessarily cruel.
Yeah,
say?
So mean.
That's not a good answer.
Not a good answer.
I know. I don't feel good about it. I said that. I'm acknowledging that.
I'm going to say Julia Roberts' Satisfaction.
Ooh, my God. That's a deep cut.
Co-starring with Liam Neeson and Justine Bateman.
Wow.
And a rowboat.
Do this.
In a rowboat. Nothing says satisfaction like a rowboat.
Life of Pi was a remake of... Oh, I just thought of another one. Anyway, go ahead, Chad.
I'm going to say Julia Roberts' Conspiracy Theory.
Yes. It's fun how people, like, they respond based on whether or not they like the movie. So it's a funny the reaction. Anyway, you want to go to your lifeline?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Oh,
Kiana?
Scojo and Ghost World.
Scojo and Ghost Scojo. World. Like, I should have. That's. I like Jojo Rabbit better, but yeah, Ghost World was good.
You already said that.
Yeah, exactly. But I was pointing out that earlier I said Jojo Rabbit was my favorite movie, and then I remember Ghost World is awesome. All right, Chad. Oh, wait.
Isn't it you?
Oh, Danny got the. Okay.
Oh, wait.
All right, Danny. Keep thinking. It'll be back to you soon.
It's not looking good for old Danny.
I'm trying to think of a Brie Larson movie, but I just can't remember. If I just think of where it takes place, it's in a room. Room!
I mean, they're cocky about it. It's just so rude. You're having fun with it.
Chad.
Oh my God.
We gotta do this, man. Yeah. We gotta start moving quicker.
I'm gonna say Scarlett Johansson, Lost in Translation. Yeah.
Boom.
It's time to take me out. Take me out.
I do like that one a lot too.
Take me out.
You don't have anything?
I got nothing.
Danny.
Sorry. I'm out. I couldn't keep doing Avengers. I felt the crowd would turn on me. And
oh wait, you got more Avengers?
Yeah, she's in the thousand. There's a thousand.
Yeah, so do another one. Keep doing them.
All right, fine. I mean, I'm pretty sure that she shows up in the original Avengers, right? Yeah, the original Avengers. All right, I feel so terrible.
Yeah,
this is
don't
horrible.
Feel bad
Everybody
about it.
I such good answers.
Don't feel bad about it. I'm about to say Avengers: Age of Ultron. Like it just happens. It just happens.
Damn it.
They're in a lot of fucking Marvel movies.
I know. They really
you
are.
Know? There's so many of them.
Julia Roberts' Mystic Pizza.
Oh. That's real good. Real good. Oh, I just thought of a good one. That's the best one.
That's the one.
Danny?
No, no.
You got another Marvel?
No, I don't. I'm out. Take me out.
All right, Danny's out. Thank
Put me
you for
out
playing.
Of my misery. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Great
I
job,
tried.
Danny.
My brain hurts.
That's okay.
It's
yeah.
It's a tough game.
It's difficult. Cause like why?
That was so mean.
Why? I don't know what is happening. This lady hit drink three or something, and she's really been
I'm pretty
super
sure it's,
critical.
It's Lucy, right? Oh,
no,
it's not Lucy. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That'd be amazing if she
Lucy.
Got $400.
I think
like,
it's Lucy.
Fuck you.
Sure, Lucy's being vicious.
Yeah, that's true. All
I right. knew it. Lucy.
It's hard, Danny, to remember the titles of some of these movies because it doesn't even make fucking sense. Like, why is Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt in a movie called The Mexican?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it makes it hard to remember that it's real movie. Chad?
Oh, my God. Dude. Okay.
I mean, you win, basically.
Okay. I'm trying to think of that recent Amy
I mean,
Adams one.
The competition's between the two of you. I just play to make it more fucked up.
I know.
Amy Adams' Nocturnal Animals.
I like the parts she's not in.
Yeah.
When she's not on the screen, it's wonderful.
Right? Because she's playing a character who's got her own issues, and she's writing this book, and then you see scenes from the book, and they're amazing. Like Michael Shannon is amazing in it.
He's amazing.
And then you go back to her, and it's not as much fun. Yeah, yeah. It's a real bipolar movie, a real bipolar experience. But let's call Chad Ope. It's the winner today.
Congratulations.
You and I could continue this privately if you wanna settle it. But terrific job, Chad. Do you want to go ahead and give us your plugs? Go ahead and tell us where people can see you.
My plugs are, I'm heading up to Washington and Oregon, Tacoma, Seattle, Salem, Eugene, Portland. I'm doing the Tree Fort Music Fest in Boise, and then I'm heading to Anchorage, Alaska for the Before You Die Festival. And follow me on Instagram at Chad Opitz. I'm posting up funny shit all the time on there. Okay. Thanks, guys.
And very good on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
You're very good on Twitter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Very good on Twitter. Good Thanks, Twitter man. Follow.
Danny Jolis, great first appearance.
Thank you.
You won the first two games.
Really good. I did.
And you lasted a long time in that last fucked up game.
Thank you so much.
And you were here at a historic moment. We finally figured out this wallet shit. So thank you for being here. And what would you like to plug?
I'm going to plug three things. This I can remember. Please follow us and every comic that you like on any podcast on social media. Please follow me at Danny Jolis. TikTokers are destroying our jobs, and they're genuinely selling out comedy clubs and it's ruining it. So you have to follow us. It's the only way we fight back. Please follow us on social media. If you're listening to this, it really makes a difference. It sounds dumb. It's huge. Second, I have a special on YouTube called Six Parts. It's my first special. I'm really proud of it, and I would love if you watched it. And my third one is that stand-up comedy is like hockey. It is fun to watch on TV, but it is a different experience live. Please go see live stand-up comedy. You have to do it. You have to. You have to. Have to. So genuinely with this part of the plug, don't worry about seeing me. Just go to your local comedy club if you're listening to this. Just go find a real comic and watch them do
real
it.
Comedy.
Go watch live stand-up comedy.
Find out where Danny's playing and go anywhere you want. You don't have to go see him.
Can I add one thing?
Make your own choice.
To Danny?
What's that?
I don't know if you knew this, but he's blowing up right now on Amazon Prime. So you're going to want to see that.
Got to see that.
I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas next month. And won't have to mess with that thing in my wallet anymore. So it's very freeing. Very exciting. One more time for my guests, Chad Opitz and Danny Jolis. Chad, real quick, Chad, do you want to do a victory song?
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah.
Where's he going?
He's got to do the whole lap.
He does a whole lap.
Watch out. This guy's going to get in his way. Jesus. Oh.
Oh. Wow.
That guy over there got up and like slapped his hand as he ran by. I had visions of that bicycle race where that dumb lady stepped out in front of all the bikes. Jesus Christ. thank you to the Sack Punch, the Sacramento Punchline. Thank you to everybody who came out this afternoon. I know that it's a big mattress buying weekend, so
huge.
I appreciate you making the time. I close every episode now with a last line from a motion picture, so get that end music ready to go. It's a pretty short one. As always, now where was I? Where's your prize bag, Chris?